Okay, my name is Cabrera Rogers, and I am conducting this interview for my ninth grade freshman benchmark project. Would you like to identify yourself for the records?
My name is Joycelyn Parker.
Okay, and when were you born?
July the 3rd, 1949.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a few questions on a few different topics. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, my first question is, in your opinion, why do you think the civil rights movement took as long as it did to function?
Because African American people were hesitant and they were afraid of prosecution by the Caucasian race.
Okay. In your opinion, do you think racism died?
No, racism is very much alive. It's hidden undercover, but it's there and it comes out at various times.
Do you still face racism?
No, not myself personally.
Okay. When will racism die?
Racism will never die. It's going to be going on forever, I believe. And if it does die, I don't believe we'll be around to see it.
Okay, I agree with that. Certainly. I certainly agree with that. I think, myself, racism will never die. It is very much still alive.
Yes, it is.
And racism isn't only with the Caucasians, it's also with African Americans and different races.
All nationalities face racism at some point or time in their life.
Agreed. So, how do you think the concept of race has changed from the time you were younger to now?
Well, minorities have come a long way. They have overcome a lot of hurdles that they faced previously in their years. A lot of rights have been established, programs, regulations that are out there now that have been created that wasn't there before that has helped all of the races proceed and go forth with what they want to do.
Okay. Now, this might be a quick question.
Okay.
Do you think the government, to some extent, allows racism?
Yes, I do.
May you explain that for us?
I can't pinpoint it exactly because of who's sitting in those positions high up in government.
Okay.
Because let's face it, there's a lot of folks up there, big wheels up there, that don't want to see any race of people
succeed,
just their particular race.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my opinion.
Okay. And what role do you think race plays in life?
All roles? All, no particular role. All, it affects all roles, no matter what role you carry.
So, how much discrimination have you faced when you were younger until now?
Truthfully, not very much. I was raised up on a street in West Philadelphia, Cedar Avenue, 5900 Cedar Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I was the second... We were the second Afro-American family to live on that block. The first family was the family of McCoy Tyner, the fabulous and very entertainable jazz player who is still much alive and travels overseas.
Yes.
Very well. We're very well friends. And like I said, we were the second family. The Tyner family was the first. And we had wonderful Italian and Jewish neighbors on the block. We went to school together with their children. We looked out for each other. My childhood growing up did not face a great deal of racism.
Okay. So, if so, and this is an honest opinion from you, if you did, how do you think you would have been able to handle that? In a positive way or in a negative way? Because I recently read this story in my history class about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who says, let's fight this battle with peace. We will use the word of God. So how do you think you would have fought the war?
Honestly, I believe I would have been a little rebellious.
Okay, and we all rebel sometimes.
Yes,
we
do. I believe in peace. I don't like to fight, and I don't like to argue. And if we can try to talk it out and keep it moving, we can. And, of course, prayer plays a great part in every decision mm-hmm. of our life. But I do believe I would have been a little rebellious.
Okay, and with racism and discrimination still alive, how do you predict our future?
That's a hard question to answer. Until people can really look at themselves and realize that we are all one race of people. Mm-hmm. We're all born the same way, and we're all going to die the same way. And until people can come together and realize that we're all here to serve the same purpose, I don't think it's going to ever change.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
You're quite welcome. You have a blessed evening.
You too.